say, in reference to what Tony has brought before us, dear young people, there are two ways to learn lessons. Always remember this. I can learn from the Word of God. There's also the school of hard knocks. It isn't God's intention that you would go there. That is a school of bitterness. Do you want an example from Scripture? You could give lots of examples, the people that we know or experiences we have had. But how much better is an example from the Word of God itself? Who is a man in the Word of God who learned what the will of God was through communion with Him? I think of none other than Abraham. Abraham, and where did he come from? From the heir of the Chaldees, you see? What a terrible, terrible place. God brought him out of there, and God led that man step by step. He communed with God. Who was another man that was very close to him?
David.
Who was another man that didn't learn?
Lot.
What an example. Dear young people, there came a time in the life of Abraham that he would have to separate himself from his nephew. Or from his brother's son, I think it was his nephew. He had to break that relationship. Was Lot a believer? Yes. I come to the New Testament and he's described as just Lot. J-U-S-T. What did Lot lose? He lost the same thing that you and I can lose. He lost everything. He lost his wife. He lost his children. He lost his testimony. He lost everything. What a choice. This is what John has just said. We have to make a decision. Which world am I going after? Am I going to be overcome? Or that was Lot. He was overcome. Ended life in disgrace. Or as Gideon, as Abraham, as David, as Elijah, men that were overcomers, as Esther, as Ruth, ones that were overcomers in the midst of terrible circumstances. And I like to realize again what has been said, that this angel became an angel, he sat under the oak. I hope you can see the cross there. That's where the angel was. He was at the cross and he was watching this man. We sometimes think no one sees me. No, there is one that sees. He sees every moment, every day of everything we do. And he took knowledge of the man of God that was threshing wheat by the wine press. I assume my own self that this wine press was broken down. It was dilapidated. It was no longer used for its original purpose. And here was the man of God that said, "Do you know something? I must provide food for my family, for us. I must go on with Christ. Others may not be. I can't fix that. What is important is, what am I doing?" And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." What a wonderful thing. Do you want to hear that? Is that what we want to hear? Is that why we're at Grove City? That we want to know that the Lord is with us in the pathway that he has put us in here.
So it's wonderful. We've actually this morning mentioned a lot of things that on the one hand are negative. But it's far more profitable for us now to dwell on what's positive. Because it's what's positive, that which we can gain now, that will be a help to build us up. We don't want to be here now just to criticize and to knock down. But now where do we find the strength to build up and to go on? And I find it interesting that Gideon was at the wine press threshing wheat. And for him to be able to thresh wheat, right? The verses that we brought out from Galatians chapter 6 have to come and be applied. For him to thresh wheat, there had to be wheat. For there to be wheat, the seed had to go in the ground first. Okay? It had to be sown. So what we have from Galatians 6, right? "He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And so here's Gideon. Now he's threshing wheat. Why? Because it went into the ground first. It was sown. Okay? It was sown. Then it brought forth fruit. And now he was reaping that fruit for himself to sustain. Practically in Gideon's case. But applied, this is what gives us strength spiritually. Okay? So, now for us as young people and old people, it doesn't all come just like this, right? We have to now get into the Word. And we have to plant that seed, as it were, right? We have to take a little bit so that it can grow and it can blossom forth and bring forth fruit and nourishment. But that means now getting to work and getting into the Word, right? And so that there can be fruit.
See, this is done outside of the eyes of his peers, of the other persons in the children of Israel. It is work that he is doing, if you would, in secret, in private, I should say, right? His own work. And so, young people, we want to emphasize to you that in your daily schedule, you need to be in the Word of God. You need to have time with the Lord. And over a period of years, months and years, you're going to find that the Word of God grows very precious to you. One of the key elements for success and victory and being an overcomer in the book of Judges is the Word of God being brought to bear. And this is what Gideon was doing. And because he was doing it and he understood the need for threshing wheat when the enemy was destroying the fields and the cattle, etc., how wonderful it is to know that the Lord is with you. You see, God takes note. And then he draws himself close to you. His presence can be known by you through the Word of God. And then he says, not only is the Lord with you, but he gives Gideon this title, Thou Man of Valor. Now I want to ask you, young people, we've just got introduced to Gideon. Tell me how many battles has he won? How many battles has he fought?
None.
None.
Not against the Midianites.
So how did he get this title? I want to make this connection to the threshing of wheat. Do you know that there is a battle that is raging every moment of the day? That the Midianites who've come in to destroy, that though Gideon here now has not been brought forward as one that is going to go into battle, but he is still raging a battle against the enemy of the people of God by threshing out wheat and providing food. Do you know that that is the work of a valiant man? And that's what we want you to understand. That one, this is also preparation for the battle. You don't all of a sudden, remember David when he goes into the camp and he sees Goliath, he comes out and Goliath is threatening the people of God and the people of Israel are cowering from this. He says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that we should be afraid of him? And then he says he's going to battle. So Saul says, here, take my armor. He says, no, I have not proven these things. You can only take into battle what you have proven, what you have gleaned in private with you and the Lord. And that's why the angel says, the Lord is with you, thou mighty man of valor.